The show is back. Nick Wilson, Afternoon Drive. I have returned, and today we got a big show for you. If you haven't been paying attention to the big news on the city of Cleveland, we got that coming down, where the Browns are going to play. We've got game three of the ALCS, do or die time for the Cleveland Guardians. We got Mac Robinson on the board. We got Jax Gregory, sweet young thing behind the board there, or behind the glass, excuse me. Meredith Kane on the 2020s as well. And Spencer German will be joining me within this hour, likely within the next segment or so here. But today's one of those days where we had a nice little show planned for you, and about 10 minutes before the show, you throw out the rundown because the Cleveland Browns are moving, and the Cleveland Browns are moving to Brook Park. And if you guys won, I want to start here. Daryl Ryder's piece, 92.3thefan.com. Make sure to go ahead and read it, because Daryl Ryder has been doing this job and reporting on this story since 2017. And so today is a culmination of a lot of things. It's a culmination with an expiration date on Browns football on the lakefront. It's also a culmination of an 8-year piece of journalistic wonder by Daryl Ryder. And Daryl is a kind of a thankless guy on the staff. He has been on top of this story. He did a fantastic job. So please make sure to go read on 92.3thefan.com. This opus to Browns football on not so long on the lakefront there. And it's, you know, I will tell you, because I think sometimes we hop into things like these big opinions on where the Browns should play. And I'll be honest with you guys, I am quite happy to see the Browns go to Brook Park for a dome. To me, it was more important that they get a new building, that they get a building that is synonymous with Browns football, and that over time that we can move away from the mistake that was the Browns stadium that was built and that was opened in 1999. It wasn't a good stadium. It wasn't distinct. I'll be honest with you. The Cleveland Guardians are not the number one team in town. 99% of the time, they've got the nicest building in town. The Cleveland Cavaliers, not the number one team in town. 99% of the time, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse is 10 times the place that Cleveland Browns Stadium is. That's not the learner's fault. It's not the Haslam's fault. Okay, I can't say it's not entirely the learner's fault. But the reality is that that stadium had at some point became like a very living reminder of every mistake, every short-sighted mistake that stood for the Cleveland Browns since 1999. And I don't need to relitigate this, but it's bittersweet because even though we don't have a lot of warm and toasty feelings about that specific building on the lakefront, Browns football has been on the lakefront for my entire life, outside of 4 years. Thank you, Art Modell. And so I understand if today what you're feeling is anger because the Browns are moving, especially if you live in Cleveland or if you live within, you know, a 10-minute drive of Cleveland. I totally understand that. And I think that's what makes it bittersweet, is that is where I saw my first Browns game. That's also where I saw my first Cleveland Indians game, back when it was Old Municipal Stadium. And the lakefront itself is one of the most underutilized properties in the city of Cleveland. And it's a damn shame, because I know the thing gets cold as hell in the winter, but there are some beautiful, beautiful lakefront here. But I'm a little bittersweet, and I'm a little bummed that there is an expiration date, because I love all the businesses around downtown Cleveland, and I love all the little things that we do walking from our tailgate to go see the Browns down on the lakefront. But in the end, this is what's best for the Cleveland Browns. And I know that's hard if you are enamored with the Browns on the lakefront, or if you feel like that's the only place for the Cleveland Browns. But the reality is, the NFL is keeping up with the Joneses, and everybody else, damn near everybody else, in the last 20 years has some shining beacon of light that points to their billion-dollar NFL franchise. And while I have very real criticisms of the way leadership runs the football enterprises, the Haslams actually have done this the right way. The Haslams didn't rush to it. Jimmy didn't just come in with all his bluster and money and candidly do things. He didn't force this on anyone. This has been going on for 8 years. now 9 years. And really, it's been a thought in the minds of Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam ownership group here since they took over. Because it didn't take somebody coming in from Tennessee to realize what that stadium was and what that stadium wasn't. And so it's interesting because I get every bit of anger you might have at the Cleveland Browns. And I've already seen a few people, at Nick Wilson says, and of course, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I get every bit of it. Every bit of frustration, every bit of anger, because the lakefront is synonymous with Cleveland Browns football. But it takes two to tango. And Justin Bibbs, City of Cleveland, had no real interest in being in the business of the Cleveland Browns unless it was one-sided for the City of Cleveland. And every single thing that has been done publicly has been done by a Cleveland county, you know, the city, the county, some sort of politician looking to break them off a piece of the action. And none of it is done and been done with really the intent of keeping the Browns on the lakefront. It's not. It's been doing just enough to say they tried so that it doesn't hurt them in the next election cycle. If the city of Cleveland wanted the Browns on the lakefront, and honestly, if the city of Cleveland cared about developing the lakefront, it would have happened already. Because the Browns were an active and willing participant in trying to get the best thing for all parties involved. There was one side negotiating in public, and it was the politicians. For all we can say about the Haslams, they tried to do everything. They didn't want this to get ugly. And it didn't, because they didn't let it get ugly. So the reality is, am I disappointed? Yes. But the lakefront airport thing, if you read Daryl's piece, it was never real. It was an idea. It was something that totally worked for the city of Cleveland, but really didn't work for anybody else. Oh, and it was two birds for one stone for Justin Bibb. So, and I might sound mad. I'm just in a mood today, so we're okay. I'm not like mad at the city of Cleveland. But I'll be honest with you, this isn't because we're the partner of the Cleveland Browns. How much does that do for me? Like, this isn't for anything other than the Cleveland Browns had been playing in a, honestly, a concrete crap hole for 25 years. And it limited, and it was limited by Cleveland's lack of investment in the lakefront and their lack of willingness to be true partners of the Cleveland Browns. And hey, you might not like the financials, or you might not like the business of the Browns being in a town, right? The big line is, well, I don't like my billionaires getting, yeah, but that's how it works. And so I think today is, as much as it is bittersweet, it's a really good thing for the Cleveland Browns, and I think it's a good thing for Browns fans. Because finally, the most popular team in town, the team that has all of your interest 90% of the time, it finally, within 5 years, is going to go somewhere and play somewhere where they have something that absolutely showcases. And not just, it's not just about the Browns football, right? It is about, if you like Taylor Swift, you're probably going to like the new stadium. It is if you'd like to see the Foo Fighters in Cleveland ever again, or Guns N' Roses, or name the biggest acts in any, it's probably going to just happen in Brook Park. It does suck, because the lakefront is so much of my memory, not just personally, but professionally. But the reality is, this was 8 years in the making, and one side of this did the best they could to make it work. And that one side is going to give us something that, sure, they're going to benefit off of. They're going to make some money off this. Billionaires generally don't do things that they don't make money off of. But even if it's a bittersweet day, it's a good day for the Cleveland Browns. If you guys are just joining us here, as I just ramble out of my mouth hole today, the Cleveland Browns have decided to pursue a new dome in Brook Park. And this coming from the fingertips of Daryl Ryder. Last month, the team informed Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb of their decision to forego a $1.2 billion renovation of the existing lakefront stadium and pursue construction of a $2.4 billion dome in Brook Park. 216-474-0092. We got a lot to get to on the show, but I want to hear from you guys. How are you feeling now that the Cleveland Browns have officially announced they are going to Brook Park? I think it's a good day. Even if it's bittersweet, I think it's a good day for the Cleveland Browns. Spencer German joins me next on 92.3 The Fan.